to die upon a cross, who left the grave victorious and rolled away the stone. There's only one who has the power, is God, and God alone.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church on this Memorial Day weekend. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Our next congregational business meeting is scheduled 2 weeks from today on Sunday, June 13th, and we encourage you to attend this meeting. There will be a deacons meeting following the fellowship luncheon today also. Today is the last Sunday of the month, and we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following this service, and everyone's invited for good food and fellowship. With the exception of the service at Pacific Hills Manor at 2 o'clock this afternoon, all other activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, as is our custom. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 148, verses 12 and 13. Both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 529, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Now with hymn number 531, America the Beautiful.
Yeah.
you please stand now as we sing hymn number 103, One Day.
For prayer. And just before prayer, I have to announce to the congregation that we lost one of our members of the Extension Church in Brooklyn, New York. As you know, we have Extension Churches in many of the states of the United States. And Stanley Nash was sick, heart problems and breathing and aneurysm of the stomach, and when the aneurysm of the heart came in, I talked to his wife and said, prepare for departure because you cannot stand more than 1 or 2 or 3 days with that. And he is with the Lord, and we thank God for his faithfulness and the faithfulness of his family in supporting this church and being with this church for so long. Also, I want to, in the other side of this story, a pastor needs to have a good heart because you get emotions from, I like to see Adrian and Rahel. I did a wedding of May 8th. I improved. See how nice? I did a wedding when they have the accident, and half of my body was damaged completely. Had to do the wedding on the right side so that the pictures would come okay. It was a very, very serious accident. But in 3 weeks, the Lord has done a tremendous healing. You hardly know this, except if you look carefully in my bones here and there, but they will take place. It takes about 6-7 more weeks, and they will take an action. So I thank the Lord for his mercy on my life. Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we remember the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 7. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And the year 1776, there was a spirit of the Lord in the hearts of many of the people who started this country. And Lord, from that time on, Americans fought for liberty and for the right and the freedom of their people. And how blessed we are that we can meet today freely, with no checkouts, with no reports to make. We are freely here in this church meeting together to celebrate the Lord's Day because hundreds of America spend their life on our behalf. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful for those who have served from the time of the revolution until now. How grateful we are that America have kept themselves free. And Lord, how grateful we are that you were willing to shine your glory in this country. Great preachers came out of this country. Great evangelism flew from this country into the nations of the world. And this country was a country that respected you, that loved you, and treasured you. I have to confess, Lord, that we need your mercy because we are losing some of those things. The people in America, they feel so confident like Israel. When they were rich and famous, they forgot that the Lord put their shoulders for them. Lord, forgive us. We have so much greatness that we think that we did it ourselves. Forgive us. And renew in every believer in a spirit of humility, in a spirit of thanksgiving for you who give us this freedom and this power to worship you. Thank you, Lord, that you are a God of mercy. Thank you, Lord, that in the Bible said the mercies of the Lord are renewed every morning. Renew your mercies upon our country and upon our people, that the churches may turn to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and preach that in Jesus there is freedom and in Jesus there is life. And then, Lord, when this country come back to you, then the glory we establish, work will be flowing and prosperity will be again. Oh, help us, oh God, to see that. Father, we are glad to have missionaries in foreign land, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Iquitos, and Father Missionary Dantes is flying at this very moment from Iquitos, Peru to America, and we pray for his safety, for him and his wife Maruja. Joe and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in Sport Ministries, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Thank you, Lord, for these people who have a different function, who have a different ministry, but they have only one purpose, that the people may know Jesus, Savior and Lord, and the other missionaries may serve Jesus with a humble spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the decoration that has been prepared for this church as we walk in the building and we saw the joy of being America. Lord, I was born in a foreign country, and I was in trouble because of the freedom of my spirit. And one day, an ambassador granted to me in 1964 the right to come to this country. Lord, I served this country for 5 long years, and in 1971, I was granted the citizenship of this country. Lord, my wife and I are grateful. I'm grateful for the American people. And I'm praying that we don't lose that, Lord. That we as believers treasure the great pride to belong to this country. We have a lot of foreigners in our church, but we all have one mind. We are Americans, and we want to keep this freedom who was given by you. So, Father, now, thank you. Thank you for keeping us free. Thank you for keeping us, our church, moving on and on with the financials right on with no difficulty whatsoever. Tie, watching the expenses, but we are right there on the black. Thank you, Lord, that through the years, through these 28 years of ministry, no one missionary ever missed a check from our church. Thank you for your people who love you and who gave in such a way. So now we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the first epistle of Paul the Apostle to Timothy. And if you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1293. We will be reading 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we come now to learn of you from the scriptures. We thank you for the written record of your mighty works and have not left us You have not left us ignorant, but have given us the truth that has made us free. We thank you that we live in a time when the full revealing of the truth of the gospel have been made known to us through the true and perfect righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, as it is recorded in the Bible. We thank you for such a great salvation through the person and work of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him and guide him with all wisdom and knowledge as he brings the message from the scriptures that you would have us learn today. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding, that we might live in accordance with your word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?